July 26, according to your faith. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. Matthew 9:29. It is our duty as children of God to talk faith and not doubt. We are to be hopeful and cheerful in the Lord. Let us not look on the dark side of circumstances, but look up and believe in the one whom God gave to the world to save us from our sins. Christ accomplishes our salvation by inspiring faith in our hearts and a belief in the truth. The truth makes free, and those whom the Son makes free are free indeed. Let us seek to honor God by revealing a constantly increasing confidence in the assurance that He will accept every soul who serves Him in sincerity. We are the Lord's little children, and we are to be led and upheld by Him. If we will learn lessons from the kindness and patience and tenderness of Jesus, we will be a blessing to all with whom we are associated. The Lord would have us take comfort in His promises and praise Him much more than we do. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, Psalm 50, verse 23. Let us learn how to express our gratitude to God for His wonderful condescension and love for mankind. The only begotten Son of God consented to leave the heavenly courts and come to our world to live with an ungrateful people who refused His gracious mercies. He consented to live a life of poverty and to endure suffering and temptation. He became a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and the Word declares, we hid as it were our faces from Him, Isaiah 53:3. Of His own disciples, Peter denied Him, and Judas betrayed Him. The people whom He came to bless rejected Him. They put Him to shame and caused Him untold suffering. They placed upon His head a crown of thorns that pierced His holy temples. They beat Him with a scourge, and then they nailed Him to the cross. Yet amid it all, no word of complaint escaped His lips. Christ bore all this suffering in order to obtain the right to confer eternal righteousness upon as many as would believe on Him. Oh, when I think of this, I feel that no complaint should ever escape my lips. When we are having a hard time, let us consider how much our salvation cost the God of the universe. Letter 232, July 26, 1908, to Brother and Sister M. Hare, workers in the Southern States.